I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me today remotely are the co-founders and co-owners of Gable Music Ventures, Gail Dillman and Jeremy Hubbell. Welcome.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
So glad to have you back on the show. It's been a while. In fact, I think it was pre-COVID when we last spoke, maybe once during the post-COVID.
Yes. I think it was before the 2019 Rainbow Festival that we spoke.
Yeah, okay. Well, so glad you're joining us today. An exciting project coming up, Good Things Coming, a celebration of Delaware. Boy, could we use that. We were talking offline, and I mentioned I am frequently reminded of Queen Elizabeth II's reference to 1992, which was a horrible year for the royal family. She referred to it as annus horribilis, Latin for a horrible year, in which she said, "This is not a year in which I shall look back with undiluted pleasure."
I love that.
I think that's the sentiment of many of us about 2020. So, but you, with Gable Music Ventures, are looking forward.
So yes.
Let's talk about what you've been up to in the last several months, because the nature of your business certainly has been impacted. You've been vital to the contemporary music scene here in Delaware, and that, needless to say, has been interrupted. So talk a little bit about what you've been up to and how you plan to move forward with a positive outlook.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for having us and letting us have an opportunity. I'll just chat for a minute and let Jeremy take it away. This is a tough year for everybody. I mean, no one was special in that respect, but I think people who are in the entertainment and hospitality business are especially hard hit, because we don't see the end in sight anytime soon. So naturally, with that in mind, when everything broke in March and we were trying to assess what are we going to do with Ladybug, we made the decision to have that be a digital event. And we did that in the summer, in end of June, I think it was June 30th and July 1st, we did that. And we realized at that point that, you know, while we want to have live events, and we will have live events again next year, it will come back next year, it also opened up a whole new opportunity for us. So the glass is half full instead of half empty, because all of a sudden, through a digital event, we could reach people that we never reached before. We could have people, musicians participate from across the country, and we didn't have to worry about flying them in and paying that a huge expense. So it changed the landscape for us incredibly. And it's really been, so, you know, in struggling, you know, we are very grateful to Payroll Protection and the state of Delaware for providing, you know, some funding for us as well to maintain our staff. But we're trying to see this as an opportunity. So with that in mind, Jeremy, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate in that, you know, with this hitting in March, you know, it was actually, he'd say this because it's terrible, it's just decent timing for us, because starting in April and then going all the way through really into October, we have a lot of outdoor things that we do, none of which are especially large, obviously, with the exception of Ladybug and Smyrna at Night and Fortify and the big events that did get canceled, the in-person events. But a lot of our smaller summer concert series events, you know, we just had to cap at 250, and we were able to still do them and just really be careful with social distancing. And, you know, it was a challenge to navigate for sure, but we really were able to still do a lot of those outdoor events. And, you know, so we're very blessed in that way that we're able to still, you know, hire a lot of artists to be able to work. I think it was some of the only work that was available, because since pretty much every venue indoor did get shut down.
Jeremy, let me interrupt. I'm curious.
Yeah.
How many of these summer, spring, summer, fall outdoor events were originally planned to be outdoor events, and how many shifted to be outdoor events and maybe were in new outdoor venues that hadn't been used before?
So they really were. They were all planned to be outdoor.
Yeah. Okay.
And really, the big shift for us was, you know, we are, you know, the primary talent buyers for Homegrown Cafe, and everything from March forward got canceled, which was, you know, three nights a week of music, which unfortunately got lost. And that was a big blow for, you know, mainly for the musicians. They make the lion's share of the money in that arrangement.
Sure.
And, you know, but for us, the big shift as a business was embracing the digital event format for Ladybug and for Smyrna at Night, trying to just navigate and figure out, I mean, instead of producing a live event, we're basically producing a video, you know, one massive video. Ladybug ended up being about 8 hours of footage that got edited together in partnership with Jet Phoenix Films. They're right downtown Wilmington. But it was a lot of fun to book this year because, you know, I was able to go and, you know, send emails out to like Katie Tunstall and Vanessa Carlton and ask that if we wanted to get them to come and play in Wilmington, it would have been completely unaffordable just with security reasons and travel and all that stuff. And we just have a limited budget. But when you're asking them to just make an appearance from the comfort of their home, it changes everything. And so we had a lot of fun expanding that. We had artists from Hawaii. We had artists from...
was it Argentina?
From Brazil.
Brazil, that's right.
I mean, really all over the place. And so that was cool. You know, we had a lot of fun doing it. It was completely different. It was really stressful, really difficult to do. But it was really fun, and it was like a master class in putting together this kind of digital event and figuring out what's the right flow, what's the right amount of time, what's the right messaging to keep people engaged, the right platform to use. You know, we made a lot of mistakes, and you learn from those mistakes. It's just like our in-person events, and you know, I think that's the one thing that we are very good at is learning from our mistakes and not repeating them as a business.
And I can only imagine the artists that you did engage were ecstatic to have an opportunity.
And they all got paid. So that was, we were ecstatic to be able to do that.
We take a great deal of pride in being able to really compensate artists for their time. And this is, you know, we're hoping that moving forward for 2021, that, and we're already getting asked to talk about live events, and most of them will be, you know, June, more in July, more in August, more in September. So it's going to build over the course of the year. But we're excited about every day we seem to be getting another email saying, hey, can we talk to you in January about, you know, doing a music event? So we're excited about what can be. And we know it's going to be different. The world has changed. And so what that new normal is going to feel like, you know, it's really hard to tell. I can tell you that we'll probably all have more hand sanitizing stations. That will be one of the things that we all just embrace is just better sanitation. So
it's making planning for next year a challenge. Just like take Ladybug, for example. You know, we were really struggling as a team to figure out, okay, are we planning an in-person event or are we planning another online event? And we kind of were really struggling to get past that first big decision. And we ultimately decided that, you know, even though the vaccine's out and being distributed, it still probably makes a lot more sense for us to plan a really cool digital online event. And as we get closer, it's easier for us to add in-person elements than it is to plan an in-person event and change it over to a digital event. And so, you know, that's really, we're super excited about Ladybug, the plan next year for Ladybug. We've got three kind of parts that we're working on for it. And the first one are this new series that we're working on that's going to be done through Zoom. That's really Gail's brainchild, and it's called Jam Sessions. And Jam Sessions standing for Join, Achieve, Master. But if you've ever been to a music conference where, you know, you've got a panel of experts and an audience full of artists that are trying to learn from those experts, we're trying to do that in a Zoom format where one of the jam sessions will be on, you know, getting your music placed commercially. And, you know, so we'll have a variety of experts talking to that with artists doing, and that'll be free.
Yeah, but we'll have more coming your way. So we'll be back. We hope to be back on here again to talk about more details about Ladybug.
I know.
We can talk about the whole time, and we really.
Well, I know where you live, so I'll.
Yes. Well, and we wanted to say, you know, the creativity has not stopped.
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, we kind of got this idea that wouldn't it be really cool to just just celebrate Delaware for a moment. You know, we have this inauguration coming up. We're really proud of Joe Biden being from Delaware. Well, originally from Pennsylvania, but living here in Delaware, calling this home. And we really wanted to, we started to think about it. We said, you know, we just want to take an opportunity to get people excited about 2021, because God knows 2020 can't end a moment too soon for everybody. No one, everybody's in the same boat. And so we started thinking about it. And with the help of the staff, we came up with this idea of doing a free event that will be, you'll be able to watch it on our YouTube channel, the Gable Music Ventures YouTube channel. It's going to be from like 7 to 8-ish, few minutes here or there. I may go over. I'm not really
clear. We need about an hour. I think it's actually
about an hour.
Yeah, it's
going to
be from like 8 to 9.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I got that wrong. And we have managed to get musicians from each of the three counties in Delaware. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, and, even though we're based here in Wilmington, we want to make sure it's a statewide.
I'm going to interrupt just briefly because I do want to hear much more about this. But let me first remind our listeners, you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts. You're on News Radio, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Joining me today are the co-founders and co-owners of Gable Music Ventures, Gail Dillman and Jeremy Hebel. We're talking about the upcoming Good Things Coming, a celebration of Delaware. So, Jeremy, I think we left off with you talking about how it was going to be performers from all three counties.
Yeah, really, and more than just performers. The way that we're envisioning this is really just a lot of, you know, yes, we're going to have, I believe it's either 8 or 9 different acts from kind of statewide. They're going to play one song, you know, address everybody, say, hey, we're from this town. This is the song. Here's how you can support us. Obviously, we're looking for generous people, hopefully, to, you know, give $5, $10, whatever they can to their Venmo or
PayPal, whatever
the artist gives us. But we, you know, we're also bringing in just a lot of people that, you know, we think are just good, fun guests. I mean, we couldn't help but reach out to Sarah McBride after her, you know, big win. And so she's going to be joining us and, you know, just saying a couple of things, but we've reached out to so many people,
different kinds of people,
Mark Rogers, Paul, you're going to be joining us from the arts, from politics, from business.
Yeah.
Several of the owners of the different breweries, you know, that are going to be coming in for a little bit, but just giving everybody an opportunity to talk about what are they excited about?
Right.
What are they celebrating going into it? Because we're all just happy that 2020 is over.
And
the 2021 is here.
And I want to just do the quick shout out too, which is we couldn't do this without somebody giving us a little bit of financial support to do it. And that somebody is Newcastle County Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And we're really, really grateful to them for jumping in and just giving us the enough to be able to string this all together and hire someone to edit this together. So Bob Chadwick has been instrumental in making that happen. And we're very, very grateful to the Chamber for their support.
100%.
You know, what we're doing is we're getting people from kind of all different kind of businesses and representative of different parts of the state to say, hey, we're all here. We're all excited. We're all moving forward. And Delaware is a cool place. Mm-hmm. Not only is it because Joe Biden is from here and Sarah McBride is from here, but we have a great creative economy. It's represented through the arts in not only music, but art and just all kinds of things. And get people to start to look at Delaware as something different than just this little state with the beaches. We have a lot going on here, a lot on that creative side. And we want people to start paying more attention to us and come and visit when it's safe to visit, which will be some point next year, and experience the museums that we have, the dining we have, the music we have, all of those things. They make up a great place to go and visit. So this is kind of our hope to get it all started on the right foot.
Yeah.
So various people that you're planning on engaging in this, have you reached out to them at this point and that's all lined up?
Yeah, we're still doing reach outs. You know, there's always the initial list that we come up with, and then as we're having trouble either reaching some of them or whatnot, different ones are getting in. We can definitely let you know some of the musicians that have already said they'd like to do this. Obviously, with Danielle being on our staff, Hoochie Coochie is gonna be a part of this. And they just won Best Original Band in Delaware. So you know, they're so much fun, and everybody's always excited. Reese Ratliff is a senior at Tower Hill. And somebody who's just been, his career is really just blowing up.
Yeah.
Richard Raw is gonna do performance for us, and he's also gonna speak a little bit about Beyond Those Bars and some of the just the amazing community work that he does.
Yeah.
Sharon Sable is gonna come on and do a track. But it's a really cool, really fun, really diverse, not only genre wise, A1C from
Smyrna.
I believe they're down, are they in Smyrna?
They're in Smyrna. Yeah.
But they're a great, country act. I mean, so it's just we're having fun mixing it up.
Yeah.
And I think people should know that, for an hour you can tune into this thing on our YouTube page. Yes, you're going to be, asked to give some money to musicians, but that's not what it's all about. It's all about just feeling.
There are worse causes to give.
There are worse causes.
There certainly are. And no one's obligated to do it. I mean, it's a free event. We just want people to tune in, have fun, be encouraged, and be hopeful for next year.
Yeah. Feel good about 2021.
Nothing more than that. And just experience some of the diversity of music we have in this state, which is really quite remarkable. I mean, it's really hard to come up with only 8 musicians. I mean, we could have done 80.
We could do the entire hour just music easily.
Or 2 hours or 3 hours. Yeah. But we just thought this was a fun thing to do. And with a little help from Newcastle County Chamber, we can actually put it together. Because the editing of it is where the cost is for us. And we have to employ someone to do it. And we actually have a great guy, Yummy Creative. And he's...
Great.
Do you know him? He's awesome. And so he'll put the touches on it to bring it all together.
He worked with us on Smyrna at Night and just did such a great job that we wanted to work with him again.
Yeah.
Now, I forget. Do you have a date selected yet?
The night before the inauguration. That's the easy way to remember.
19th. Right. Okay. 19th.
Yep. And it's going to be at 8:00.
Yeah.
And, we're going to have all sorts of promotion going out, leading up to it. So hopefully people will see some of that and, tune in for as much of it as you can.
And since it's going to be online, I don't know if you have a specific link ready yet. Where will people find out how to link to it?
Yeah, we are going to have a specific link in advance. We don't have it done yet. But we will have that, set probably at least a solid week before the event.
Yeah.
And that'll get put on our website. GableMusicVentures.com is probably the best place to send people to for that. But it'll be on Facebook. It'll be on our YouTube page. It'll
Instagram.
Be all over the place.
It'll be all over the place.
The one thing we can still do is annoy everybody on social media.
Yeah. And we'll get it. We'll get it posted. There's a few places that we're going to try and get it. The Chamber will post the event as being the sponsor of it. So it'll go up on their website as well. So we'll just be reaching out to as many people to say, hey, post it and just, carry forth the message. And kick off 2021 on a much better foot.
On a brighter note.
On a very brighter note and a musical note to that. And just, get encouraged and happy about what we hope will be coming next year.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be airing this right after New Year's Day. We are recording it before New Year's Day.
Yay.
So the couple of minutes we have left, share some heartwarming stories with us from artists you've been working with over the past few months and the stories you're hearing about how they're going to be able to move forward as well.
That's tough. Heartwarming stories.
Yeah.
Any success stories, artists that were able to prevail with online performing?
Some have done better than others.
Yeah.
I love looking at what Adam has done with Low Cut Connie. I mean, if anybody has, taken a bad situation and used it well, I mean, his live streams have given him a whole lot more national attention than his live performances did. I mean, they're getting covered by Rolling Stone.
That's great.
And so, I mean, it's, They're out there, and I mean, there's artists. I mean, John Fay did an awesome job.
He's been really great.
With the live stream game, and we did our best with it. You know, aside from our big events, we did a whole mini digital Ladybug series where we had all these artists taking over our Ladybug Festival social medias and going live. And
they made money. Some of them made some money. So we were, again, that was another free event that we did. Yep. And it just relied on the generosity of people out there to give the artists, you know, a few bucks here and there. There's some success, and there was hope. A lot of, it was very trying for a lot of independent artists. Yes.
So one point you made earlier, Gail, and that was that you were able to reach out to, or maybe you made the point, Jeremy, you were able to reach out to artists that might otherwise not have been presented here in Delaware. And we've heard from the arts organizations, the flip side as well, they have reached audiences that they never would have reached otherwise. I was talking to someone from one of the local art museums that was having a speaker series, you know, on arts related topics. And they were having people join in from Australia and Vietnam, and just really extending Delaware's reach.
Yeah.
And attraction in ways that we otherwise might not have.
Well, I was saying, for us, you know, we saw that impact, and it was one of the coolest things about Ladybug this year for us. And no matter what, even when we can return to just doing everything all down the street, we're always going to be, from here on out, live streaming portions of this event so that we reach these. Because that was one of the coolest things, is seeing that people were watching from literally thousands of miles away. Yeah. Never, there's not enough incentive to get in the car or to fly or drive. Sure. All the way to come and see some Ladybug in person. Great. So it was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, and on that note, I'm afraid we're running out of time, but no problem. I want to encourage our listeners to check out GableMusicVentures.com to get that link to the upcoming presentation, Good Things Coming, A Celebration of Delaware, on January 19th, the eve of the inauguration. Thanks, Jeremy and Gail, so much for joining.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Happy holidays.
Great talking.
Thanks, you too.